Hey, what's up? It is Lost Zane Recordings Free View Time. Here we go. From my radio days at 107.3 WBBL, give you a little taste of the full show that we did. I've been releasing them in order, okay, on my Patreon. From the first show that I did in April 2016 all the way to the bitter ugly end in January. I think it was January, what was it? I don't know. It doesn't matter. January, whatever, 2019. And all of those in between. Okay, we're at December 2016 right now. Ben has just been dealt into the team. Julius has not yet decided to quit. And there you go. Enjoy this free view. You can get the full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's my Patreon where I put a ton of content up there. If you like my free podcast, that is a terrific accompaniment for it. Gives you about an extra 15 hours of stuff to listen to each and every week so you don't get bored, okay? 15 hours in addition to the 10 or so that I put out on the free podcast each and every week. That's a lot. That's a lot of yapping. 10 bucks a month. I'm sorry, 5 bucks a month is all the audio on the Patreon. 10 bucks a month is all the audio, the video, and the live streams. It includes a Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Lost Zane Recordings, daily Patreon bonus, Insane Asylum, and Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia. Wow. Oh, not to mention, I just added a new segment called Radio Behind the Curtain. I can't really get into exactly what that is, but it is a video segment, which occasionally I'll throw the audio up too. I can't even say. But it's there. It's part of what you subscribe for. What you subscribe to. Okay, anyway, I've babbled on long enough. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
Good morning, it's the Eric Zane Show. 16th of December. It's Friday. Oh, thank God. Another cold one. Not as bad as yesterday. But a cold, snowy weekend in store. It's 13 outside right now. It feels like one. With a little bit of wind, snow showers should start in about an hour. But now, you know what? It's like moving in right now. If you're to the west of downtown, it's starting to develop. You can see snow throughout the day today and Saturday and on into Sunday, affecting travel. Travel's been affected most of the week. Expect that again today. Careful out there. Bad wreck on the East Beltline yesterday?
Yeah, we were on the road, actually. We saw, like, one of those warnings, like, major backups around 5 Mile. Like, that's pretty far away from us.
Yeah.
Turned out it was really bad.
Yeah, somebody lost their life, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's awful. Ben, welcome in, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
Doing well?
Yeah.
Nice to have you. Working on the podcast. Archiving the show on the phones at 800-785-1073. If you want to talk about anything at all, email the show, eric@ericzaneshow.com. oj@ericzaneshow.com as well. So today is the last day for Julius's better half, Laura.
Correct. Done.
She's leaving the radio station. She has for a long time been producing the Tony Gates Morning Show.
Since the beginning.
Wow. Wait a minute. Hasn't he been on? He's been on the air, though.
More this incarnation of it.
Right.
5 years. Ugh.
Man, how is she? How's she doing? Is she kind of like a little bit melancholy? Or is she all right?
I think so. Probably going to get sad later on, but.
Okay. You think she's going to cry?
Probably.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm trying to keep it. I don't want to.
Eric's going to start crying if he sees someone crying. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people in there, like, training right now, so no time to cry right now.
No. Jeers, not tears. Remember, Julius.
That's right.
That's how we roll.
That's how I roll.
Yeah.
Differently.
I'm trying to just, hey, how you doing? Yeah, good to see you. And I don't want to ask her too many questions because I don't want to be the guy who makes her cry. I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, they just showed the picture of the car, by the way, just real quick.
On the East Beltline?
On the East Beltline.
Yeah.
I read the story. Apparently, the car got split in half.
Oh, no.
But yes, it is her last day.
Yeah. That was Yeah. Yes, yeah, so we're talking about Laura. Oh, boy, look at the car.
I just hadn't seen it. I didn't know that could happen. Wow.
Yeah.
It was scary out there yesterday in certain parts.
Yeah.
In some parts, they did a really good job of cleaning the roads, and in some parts, they did not do a very good job of cleaning the roads.
I had to be called into dad service because Jacqueline, my 19-year-old, I came in to do the huge show, and from 4 to 5, I was on with Bill and Coach Rex Walters from the Grand Rapids Drive. And then midway through it, I get a phone call from Jackie. Hey, what? My car won't start. What does it do? And she described it like the battery was dead. I was like, okay, yeah, the cold probably killed the battery. It was probably weak to begin with.
Yeah.
So I actually said, all right, okay, well, I'll come take a look at it.
Oh, yeah?
Now, this is dangerous for me to do something like this because...
You next to high-powered electrical devices. Doesn't sound very promising, but...
About a year and a half ago, I put the battery into my car.
Oh, God, you put it in backwards, didn't you?
I did. I did. I put the negative cable onto the positive and then hooked it up wrong. And then all of a sudden, it starts sparking, and... It's soldering the wires, the clamps from onto the posts. It's destroying the car in front of me.
And, did you scream like a girl?
And it's sparking and it's going to explode. And I grab the wire and yank it, and it frees because it was starting to solder onto the post. Somehow I got it off, which broke the connection, and it stopped destroying the car. So I'm like, oh, God, what did I just blew up the car. So it turns out that I had blown a fuse, and I had to go and get a new fuse.
Just a fuse?
Yeah, that's all that it did.
Oh, God.
Miraculously. And then it did not destroy the battery. I took it back to the store. They go, yeah, it's still good. It's fine. But I had blown up a fuse on the inside of the car. And I had to replace it. So going into this yesterday, I'm like, okay, make sure you do it right. So I had to go there, take the battery out, go get a new battery, hook it up. And it took like way too long for a moron like me. But I got it done without destroying anything. Win. The FCC has had some complaints. And
believe it or not, not about this show.
Those are coming. This is weird to me because you have a violent show like The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And who doesn't know that if you sit down to watch The Walking Dead, you know what you're going to get.
One would think. And there are a lot of stupid people on this
world. It drives me nuts when people sign up to watch or listen to something and then, you know... Because you would think that they would like that show. Then they take it upon themselves to bitch and moan about what they saw. More than a dozen people complained to the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, even though they cannot regulate cable TV like they do broadcast channels. These people didn't seem to care, though, according to the article. They were furious. It's remarkable that people don't have any idea that, you know... Over-the-air television or radio is what you can complain about.
Right. And The Walking Dead has tamed it down.
These people don't think so. One of the complaints is, while I'm a fan of the show, but this is incredible. I think it was the season premiere when everything went haywire. People
yeah.
Their skulls bashed in, as you would expect.
I loved it. I was like, yeah. I almost said, oh, but yeah.
While I'm a fan of the show, I think this episode went too far in gore and graphic nature. You don't show ISIS beheading people on TV, nor should you allow someone to be beaten with barbed wire bat. Come on! It's a TV show!
What's with people mentioning ISIS? Because there's another one that mentions ISIS.
This one says, it left my 12-year-old daughter and I psychologically traumatized.
Good.
Look. If you
go to hell,
if you sit down and you can't, you have the ability to turn the channel. You know what you're getting into.
Yeah. And why is a 12-year-old watching this anyway?
Right. Right.
That's on you. You're a bad parent.
That one continues. I had her turn away after a favorite character's head was bashed in and his eye was protruding from his skull. But it was too late, and she was hysterically crying. It was by far the most traumatizing thing I have ever seen in my 44 years of living.
Just wrap her up in bubble wrap.
Number three. It's sadistic, emotional torture, and made me very anxious and sick to my stomach. Watching ISIS behead someone isn't as horrible as watching this show. That's completely insane, because an ISIS beheading is real. This is a TV show made by makeup artists and special effects. That is shocking to me that they would say such a thing. Number four, sometimes children watch this show, and there's a chance that someone could copy the character's actions.
Right.
Come on.
Like, I read the comic books, and they tamed down the language for some reason. I wish they would just go all out. Just make it like HBO.
Yes.
Like the new guy. I know you don't watch it because you got queasy, but the new guy, Negan, he says the F word like every page that he's on. I wish they would say they would have him say that here too. It's part of his character, but they tamed it down already for you weak people.
I am glad you said what the business of you don't watch it because, but yeah, exactly. I know what's there, and I know that doesn't really, and that just, I don't like that sort of thing. I've tried watching it, and it's like, I don't know. It's just so I choose not to, which is
perfect.
What you can do with anything,
It's not like the showrunners are coming up and putting a TV in your face like, hey, watch this.
This is what
you have a choice.
Yeah. Now, if you're it's entirely different if you're watching over-the-air television.
Yeah. They wouldn't have this on NBC.
Right. Let's say you're watching NBC at 8 o'clock, and then all of a sudden what you're expecting to see, like whatever show, and then all of a sudden you start seeing pornography, or they start to really lose their mind, or it's a live newscast, and they start swearing. That's different.
While fun, yes, different.
Yes, it would be fun. It's completely different.
And this show, it's not like, yes, this season has been a little bit more gory, but the whole show has been based around gore. So these people who claim to be fans of the show, have you guys not been paying attention?
Right. I don't understand how people do that, and then they suddenly turn on them.
They cut a dude's head off, like the ISIS beheadings once.
So, you know.
Like, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I know they bashed a couple brains in but with a baseball bat, but...
That's not so bad.
But you do know it's a television show. It's fiction. Like, they're still alive.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
Hey, friends, it's Joe Palese with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
We have a ton of things to get to today. We have lots of prizes in addition to some stories that we're covering. First off, we've got Griffin's tickets late in the show for the Why Do You Keep Calling Me That challenge. We have the Eric Zane Show Christmas Carol Challenge in the 8 o'clock hour. And name that movie character in the 7 o'clock hour. Before that, my wife has volunteered for a new job.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And
when someone says volunteered for a new job, I think not paid.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure this is a not paid job. And it's through the school. And she informed me yesterday, and I couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe, like, disappointed, or couldn't believe it? Happy?
No, I'm happy because it's so stupid and silly.
Can I guess?
You can.
Lunch lady.
No. She was a lunch lady for a while.
Therapist. I know she has to listen to your crap, so no. She could listen to some kids' crap.
She is. But I'm inviting her on in the at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, and I actually said, "I go, don't tell me another word. I'll talk to you on the radio about it." It's just ridiculous. Speaking of lunch lady, there's a program at the elementary school that, when Madison was in the elementary school, I volunteered for as well. And what they do is they have what's called the Watchdog Dad Program. Now, what you do
sounds very creepy. You go on.
You sign up, and you're like a dad.
You watch the kids from a distance with binoculars.
Negative.
Nice.
You walk through the halls, and like, hey, so-and-so's daddy's here. And you participate in the classroom, and then you're helping the lunch lady when they go outside, like on the playground. And the way it worked for me was lunch lady Amy is in charge, and all the kids are running around, and I'm watchdog dad out there. And so, you know, hey, get off that snow pile. No, no, no. Now share the basketball. No, no, no. And it was cold out. I remember it. And so I'm freezing, and all I want to do is go inside. And it's getting close to the time that we have to end recess and go inside. And I say, all right, time to get ready to go inside. I go, what door do we go in? And the kid goes, that door over there. So I go up to it, and I pull it, and it's locked. And the kid goes, no, it's locked until precisely 11:45.
You got duped by a little kid, didn't you?
So then I turned around, and I said, well, this is BS. And they all...
Record scratch.
Now, exactly. Now, I didn't say bull blank. I actually said BS.
This is bad stuff.
But that was bad enough. And they all just... Oh, they couldn't believe that I said it. And so, dude...
So that's another job you got fired from.
They ran over to lunch lady Amy and narked. Oh, they told on me.
Did you give them stitches?
And she comes walking up to me, and she says... And she's serious. She goes, what's with the language? And I go... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Seriously, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did that. And she goes, do we have to have a talk? And I go, no, no, we don't. And man, she was, yeah, you're right. She was ready to throw me out right there. So she's got a new job she's volunteering for. I can't wait to tell you about it. Scott Baio.
He's still around?
Yeah.
I thought we got rid of him after the after his convention.
Candidate, Donald Trump, won. Well,
is he the new cabinet position?
No, but you know who is? Who is being appointed, possibly? Sylvester Stallone.
No.
Yes.
For what?
Something to do with the arts.
Oh, my God.
God, I forgot what it was. I wish I had it in front of me now. Sly Stallone is being looked at by the by President-elect Trump's people as being in charge of some organization.
There's got to be someone more artsy than Sly.
So Baio,
wasn't he in a porn?
Years ago.
Years ago, right? Before he got famous, he needed some money?
Yeah.
Yo, I couldn't take a Sylvester Stallone porn serious.
Scott Baio says he was assaulted. Apparently, Scott Baio's daughter goes to the same elementary school as the children of Chad Smith, the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And at a school event last weekend, Chad Smith's wife, Nancy Mack, Baio says, assaulted him. Baio said Nancy started berating him and cursing at him, repeating the classic Trump line, grab him by the potty. He asked her to calm down because there were kids present, but instead she grabbed him under the arms and started shaking and pushing him. It says here in the article, Scott did what any real man would do and called the cops. Nancy told them she was just trying to show Scott how Trump hugs women and no assault was intended. And she's under investigation for battery over the whole thing.
Scott Baio, that's embarrassing. Is it okay to push a woman if she's doing that to you? What are the rules there? Like, okay, I don't believe this actually happened, but what are the rules if this actually
you're being assaulted by someone?
Yes. I imagine you're allowed to at least push them away.
I don't know.
What does society think are
if
the rules?
If you are being attacked, I think you have the right to defend yourself.
Yeah. Because I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's fair if someone's attacking you. I don't know.
Like if I get if a woman comes up to me on the street, I'm not going to Claude Lemieux turtle.
Right.
I'm at least going to push back.
You're going to start throwing hurting bombs.
Oh, yeah. I'll throw some bows. But no, seriously, though. I think you can at least push him away.
I would think. I don't know. But he stayed
calm. Are you Googling, is it okay to push women away?
No.
Okay. I don't know if Google
will have the next segment.
Yahoo Answers might have that.
Send an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Follow the show on Twitter, @ericzaneshow or @EasyShowOJ. Coming up at 6:25, there's a new Russian reality show that I was just informed about from Julius. And this is insane what is going on here. This new Russian reality show, we'll talk about that next. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you liked it, check out the full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's it. Thank you. Bye-bye.